Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source. It's time now for your morning update for this Tuesday, August 16th. Brought to you by the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter. There we go. Hey, you know, if you're thinking about a new pet to complete your family, please contact the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. You know, your new adopted family member will be spayed or neutered, chipped, and up to date with shots. They'll be ready to come to its new forever home. Circle of Friends could also use dog and cat food, cat litter, towels, washcloths, small fleece blankets, gas cards, and more. Now, if you'd like to help pets in need, please contact them at cofpets.com. Circle of Friends is also hiring. Make your family complete by adopting. Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. Call 701-775-3732. Well, your weather today, cloudy skies, good chance of afternoon thunderstorms. Our high today, right around 83 degrees. Well, some changes have been made on citizens speaking at Grand Forks City Council meetings. Last night, council members approved changing each speaker's time limit from 3 minutes to 5, moving the citizens' comment portion ahead of the agenda, keeping the current rule that says people can't share their given time with others, requiring those who wish to speak at city council meetings to submit a comment card, which includes their name, address, subject, and before the council meeting starts at 5:30, and limiting writing statements to 2.5 pages. Now, if any of these policies are violated, it'll be considered disruptive conduct, including if people in the audience speak over others and if a person continues speaking over their time limit. If there is disruptive conduct, the presiding officer of the meeting may choose to provide a warning indicating the individual's behavior is disruptive and may choose that the meeting be recessed until order is restored. Well, UND will soon be the first place in Grand Forks to have electric scooters made by Bird Rides Incorporated, following the approval of a permit from the City of Grand Forks. Now, after approval of the permit, 75 to 100 dock-free low-speed electric scooters will be deployed at UND initially, said an announcement from the university, with even more in the following weeks for a total of about 140. Well, Governor Doug Burgum says he thinks public school and other elected boards and commissions should recite the Pledge of Allegiance at their meetings. The comments come after the Fargo School Board voted 7-2 last week to stop reciting the pledge, a policy that was only adopted last spring. America is the land of opportunity, and students in every public school in North Dakota, along with elected governing bodies and those who attend their meetings, should have the opportunity to recite the Pledge of Allegiance and express support for the American ideals upon which our country was founded, Burgum said. To that end, our administration is creating a framework for legislation to guarantee that the opportunity exists to recite the Pledge of Allegiance, as other states have done. We look forward to working with lawmakers to bring proposal to the 68th Legislative Assembly in January. State Senator Scott Meyer of Grand Forks and State's Representatives Pat Heinert of Bismarck and Todd Porter of Mandan, all Republicans, have agreed to collaborate with the governor's office to prepare this legislation. Talk about Moe's Cafe in the Grand Cities Mall. Now, things got put back just a little bit. Their brand new menu is coming out next Tuesday. They'll be opening up again at 7 o'clock too next week. And they're looking to hire cooks, servers, and dishwashers. Tell you what, you want some great sit-down, takeout food, you got to check it out. Get 15% discount for the military. They've got gluten-free choices, too. Check them out. They're open Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 3, weekends 8 a.m. to 2. Moe's Cafe right here in the Grand Cities Mall. And you know, every day is a great day at Southtown Poorhouse. Stop in for your favorite drinks and, of course, happy hour. Yeah, half-price apps and taps every day from 4 to 6. Don't forget about Buck Burgers on Tuesdays, the awesome steak specials on Thursdays. And make sure you check out the Southtown Poorhouse events page to find out what your favorite band is playing live. Every day is a great day at Southtown Poorhouse, 2015 Library Circle next to the Grand Cities Mall. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. Well, North Dakota voters will be deciding whether or not to legalize cannabis in the upcoming November election. A sponsoring committee submitted thousands more signatures than needed, and the Secretary of State has approved a majority of the petition signatures. A sponsoring committee delivering petitions to the Secretary of State on July 11th, and after review of the petition signatures, Secretary of State Al Jager says the measure will appear on the November 8th, 2022 ballot. Based on the last federal census, 15,582 signatures were needed. Committee submitted 26,048 signatures. 23,368 were accepted as being qualified. 2,680 were rejected, but the committee still had 7,786 signatures above that required amount. And finally, in sports, Max Kepler went 3-for-4 with a slump-busting RBI to give Minnesota's lagging lineup a lift. Twins started a vital homestand with a 4-2 win over the Kansas City Royals. Now, Kepler snapped an 0-for-29 skid with his one-out single in the second against the Royals starter Chris Bubik. Twins were 0-for-18 with runners in scoring position over their previous two games. Joe Ryan pitched 5 1/3 for the win. Twins moved within two games of AL Central leader Cleveland. Twins host the Royals again tonight at 6:40. Well, there you go. That's your morning update with special thanks to the Greenway Takeover Festival brought to you by HB Sound and Light and Happy Harry's Bottle Shops. It's coming back to downtown Grand Forks September 8th through the 11th. You're going to hear some awesome live music. The Gear Daddies, Mae Simpson, Big Head Todd of the Monsters, the Yonder Mountain String Band, Cuckoo Kangaroo, Manic Drive, and more. Enjoy food, games, beer, and music. It's free before 6 p.m., $10 after. Tell you what, bring the whole family for 4 days of absolute fun. It's the Greenway Takeover Festival, September 8th through the 11th, brought to you by HP Sound and Light and Happy Harry's Bottle Shops. Find out more by going to greenwaytakeover.com. The Great Reset with Dr. Dan and David with the Midwest Public Health Coalition is back at 11 today. And I don't have to tell you to tune in, because if you don't, well, you're going to miss out. Hey, remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. Become a patron on Podbean. You can win some pretty neat stuff. Grand Forks, what a great place. Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.